It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Me and Jim were very disappointed the other day.
We got catfished, both of us.
By the same person.
Mm-hmm.
We often have to deal with clients, we have emails back and forth with people.
Sometimes they're out of town.
Yeah.
You know, like you communicate with somebody in another state.
And they send us scripts for commercials and whatnot. So we had a Teams meeting, kind of like a Zoom call.
Right.
Yeah. And the person who we were talking to.
That we always send emails to back and forth and like really pleasant emails.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'll send the email this time.
Mm-hmm. Was named Kendall.
Okay.
And we assumed that Kendall was a lady.
And how long have you been interacting with said Kendall?
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, so a long time.
So this guy pops up.
And it looks like he's using Kendall's Teams account.
And it's Kendall. And we went, wow. And so after the meeting was over, Jim and I are texting each other. It's like, we totally got catfished. Not on purpose, but we just assumed that Kendall was a girl.
And we started sending pictures of like, I thought she looked like this.
Yeah, this is how
this is how I always picture
paint her
Kendall.
For me.
Like a professional.
Like in your mind, what did you think?
A professional woman in her mid-30s maybe.
Late 20s. I just figured business suit, but like, really got it together, like always dressed well.
Yeah.
And like really on top of their game.
Yeah, like somebody who's like a, like a TV anchor or something.
Okay.
Like
and we got kind of like a pudgy guy in a polo shirt.
Yeah.
You got Jake from State Farm. So,
Not even the new Jake. Old Jake from State Farm. He's pretty trim and attractive.
Yeah, new Jake works out.
Yeah. Old Jake from State Farm.
But then as we're discussing this, like, oh, we totally got catfished. This is a guy and not the girl that we thought we were talking to. I'm looking back at, like, I want to check my emails to see if I was all flirty with Kendall.
Did you say hello, darling?
I may have.
What's up, fabulous?
Because we have to do, like, tweets and things like that, and we send things to them, and they say thank you, and they'll say, hope you guys are safe in the snowstorm and stuff like that, and I'll say, oh, thanks, you're so sweet. Thank you so much.
I'm picturing you like emailing this man like thanks smooches with like a kissy emoji.
No wonder he thinks very highly of us because we've just been so like sugary to him.
If that's what it takes to keep clients on board to make endorsement money, we're all about it.
I'm gonna put up an Instagram story on if you follow Woody and Jim Show on Instagram, I'll put up a like what we thought we were gonna get when we were gonna meet Kendall on the Teams call and what we actually got.
Mm-hmm.
They're not their actual pictures, so I'm not embarrassing anybody. They're like stock photography.
Yeah. I've never met a man named Kendall.
Me neither.
I haven't either.
This is the first.
Yeah.
This is the first time for everything.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the story is. They wanted a girl. He was like the sixth boy in that family.
Maybe they already had wallpaper out that said Kendall on it. They'd be like, okay, well, whatever.
We'll keep it.
Yeah,
we'll
keep
it. You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
We all just sing along with it.
Jim, Woody and Jim in the Morning, 107.5.
Passionately.
It's going to be nice today. Going to be in the 70s. It was nice yesterday, which is great because we were able to open the windows and clear out the building after what Jim did.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. So I had a frozen dinner that I popped into the microwave at lunchtime. Yeah. And it said, microwave 4 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And so I set it to 4 minutes. And then I wandered off and joined Zach in conversation with some other people in the building. And for about 5 minutes, I turned around, walked back into the kitchen. And immediately, the smell...
It was putrid.
Evident.
It was awful.
It was rancid. And
It was like a beef and broccoli dinner.
It was a beef and broccoli dinner. I opened the microwave, and it was like a baby's diaper had exploded inside.
The worst.
Frozen dinner had exploded.
It did.
Now, you set it for 4 minutes. Are you sure you didn't set it for like 40 minutes?
No. I literally came back 5 minutes later.
And when you opened the microwave, there was just green splat all over the inside.
It looked like the worst, terrible diaper accident ever.
But it smelled so bad. Yeah. Like
the whole building smelled bad.
Broccoli has a smell, but this was not that smell. This was broccoli that was rancid.
This is like if Satan made broccoli.
Yes.
And the worst part is when Jim opened the microwave, he looked at me and was like, did you have anything to do with this? Like, I exploded your
dinner.
Thinking
this was a prank. You replaced my microwave dinner with a diaper.
Do you not have a history of destroying my lunches?
Yes, you do.
I've done it once.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's on our Instagram story. If you follow 107.5 The River on Instagram.
I was cry laughing.
I think I figured out what happened.
What?
Because you're going like, why? How did this happen?
Right.
I have these meals all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I think happened is it occurred to me after I cleaned the microwave out.
Yeah.
I don't remember buying beef and broccoli. All right. And then I look into the freezer here at work and I realize, no, I brought a different frozen dinner in. I think that beef and broccoli had been sitting in there from when people were still in our building a year ago.
I have to confess.
What, Woody?
That was mine.
No,
was that yours? What year did you put it in the freezer?
It's like the healthy choice dinners where you make it and you put it in the bowl and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had there's a Mexican street corn one and a beef and broccoli one. And now that you mention it, yeah, that's been in the freezer for at least a year.
Oh, my God. That explains it.
So, Woody, this is so messed up.
I would imagine the expiration date has long passed.
That explains so much.
Oh, my God.
You know what's awful about this?
I'm sorry. I realized it was my fault.
We were laughing about this yesterday. It's been 24 hours for you to come clean.
Well, I just realized.
And you complained about it, but it was your broccoli.
Well,
you said, oh, it smells so bad in here.
Well, you know.
Oh, my God.
Whoever smelt it dealt it. So.
God.
Oh, my God. I just realized that as you were telling the story. Like, well.
You did dealt it.
I dealt it.
You done dealt it.
Wow. So.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the River.
I'll give you a quick update on Tiger Woods. He went into surgery late last night. They released a statement saying that he is alert and getting better. They're not sure if he'll ever be able to play golf again. But after his horrifying accident, they say if he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, he would have been a goner. That they did extract him from the SUV, and they didn't. There was no suspicion of any kind of drunk driving or
impairment.
Drugs or anything like that.
Okay.
I guess he's got rods, pins, screws holding his whole leg together.
So he may be lucky to walk again, much less play golf. But luckily he survived.
Yeah.
Zach, what you got?
So Chick-fil-A is reportedly removing some of the things from their menu.
Chicken?
Yeah.
All chicken. They stopped trying.
Not all chicken, but they are getting rid of decaf coffee, which I'm like, thank God.
There's no reason. There's no
what's
decaf.
The point of it?
Yeah. And the beef and broccoli. Frozen dinners.
They're also getting rid of multi-grain bagels, chicken strips, grilled cool wraps, and side salads. Okay, as a chicken restaurant, how do you get rid of chicken strips, though? That's what you sell.
Well, they have their like chicken bites or nuggets or whatever they call them.
Yeah. I'm sad about it. It's supposed to go into effect on April 26th. Will be the day you can longer order chicken strips.
Spicy chicken sandwich. As long as it's on the menu, I'm going.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Jim, what do you have?
If you remember a couple days ago, we talked about the two women that were in their 30s and 40s that dressed up as grannies to try to get the COVID vaccine in Florida. Well, now there's been released body cam footage of the police officer who encountered these two women. And I got to tell you, like, you look at them, you go, okay, no matter what, you got a rockin' body. You look like you're in your 30s and 40s. I mean, when you're as old as you tried to pretend you were, you look like a 30 to 40 year old school bus.
Yeah.
Not like you look. I mean, they weren't, it wasn't going to work. This is the chewing out she got from the cops.
You know what you have done? you've stolen a vaccine from somebody that needs it more than you. And now you're not going to get your second one. So that's a whole waste of time we just wasted here on this. I'm not allowed to be here no more. It's ridiculous that you're here right now.
Now you just sit down and think about what you did.
They didn't go to jail. They were this close, but they're not allowed near any place that gives a vaccine again. I have this story. If you want to watch the body cam video, just go to the River's Facebook page and comment on there, because I've proposed that these women should get in last in line and should be the last two people in America to get the vaccine because they tried to steal it from old people. Harsh?
Yeah.
No,
but lesson learned.
Yeah, I think
tough
it's what
love
they
right there. Yeah.
Yes.
Zach's got your celebrity stuff.
So this story is so off the wall, and I usually would never talk about Lionel Richie just because he's a sweet old man.
And he's a superstar, but he lives around here. An elderly legend, yes.
Yeah, and so I usually would never say his name, but apparently he has a girlfriend that nobody ever knew about. They've been together for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they just posted their first photo together, and they've been together for 3 years. And he is 71 years old, and she is 30.
Wow. Four decades.
41 years.
That is a big expanse of time between the two of them.
He could almost be her grandpa. That is just so weird to me.
Easily be her grandpa.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, here's the one benefit of the doubt. Lionel Richie looks great.
He doesn't look 71.
He does not look 71. He's a very young 71.
yes, you're right.
Yeah. So that's the only reason I did that story, because I was like, what?
Look around, I guess, up top, because rumor has it he has an entire floor of one of the downtown hotels as his residence.
Right.
So, you know, if you're just near one of the hotels, look up. If you see a really old guy and what looks like his young nurse, it could be him.
His young nurse. Also, so we know Emma Roberts, a.k.a. Hermione Granger from...
Yes. Harry Potter?
Harry Potter. Well, you interrupted me because I was getting to my sad part.
Okay, Emma Roberts, different actress.
Emma Watson.
Thank you.
There's too many Emmas here, okay?
I know. It's a very popular name.
Emma. It's very popular. Emma Watson. She's officially, like, retiring from acting at the age of 30. Like, she's hanging up her belt. Even her agent, like, reached out to press and was saying, like, hey, don't offer her any roles. Like, don't offer her any emails because she's just hanging out with her long-term boyfriend and they're living in L.A. and they're just, like, going underground and being super quiet about everything.
She's big time into fashion and like social activism. So I bet you she's just going to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think so. It's just so I wish
sure
I could retire
not a
at 30.
Retirement. Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Like she could change her mind, but you can do whatever you want.
At 31, she'll
got
be
the money.
Starring in a new movie. Which
you think it's going to be a year?
Yeah. She's going to get so bored sitting at home.
She's 31, Lionel Richie says, a little too old for me. The callback.
Oh, God. So if you want to see more details on the story about Emma Watson, not Emma Roberts, you can like the whole story on Facebook.
All right. We'll try to figure out the Emmas all day.
There's so many Emmas.
The weirdest thing you've ever gotten in trouble for at school.
So stupid.
You know, where you go, I got in trouble for that. Jessica is in Lewisburg, so what'd you get in trouble for?
For hiccuping.
Hiccuping?
Wait.
Yes.
You can't control hiccuping. Hiccuping is like an involuntary thing.
Yeah.
What happened?
It was when the teachers were like, you could hear a pin drop.
Uh-huh.
So the hiccups were disturbing the class. And I actually had to sit in the hallway until they were gone.
No.
The hallway of shame.
I have to admit, when I was in school, I did something like that, but it was on purpose. I had one in middle school. We had one class that was our English class, and it was the last class of the day, and we had to rush to the bus afterwards.
Yeah.
And if we were bad, the teacher would make us wait until she knew we had to run to get to the bus.
Yeah.
Or we'd miss it and have to wait an hour. But I would sit in the back of the room, obviously, and I'd just sit there and go. And so you're doing it with your mouth closed. Nobody knows where it's coming from. And then all the other kids would kind of join in, and we'd have like seven or eight people going, And she'd go, obviously, you're not going to be leaving on time for the bus.
I hope you're happy you spoiled it for the whole class.
Yeah, that's right.
Not your fault, Woody.
It was that one bad apple that spoiled the barrel of fun. Thanks, Jessica. You have a good one.
Appreciate it.
And good luck with those hiccups.
Stupid stuff.
We got a couple of interesting texts saying, I wrote my name on the in cursive on the blackboard so I could go to the bathroom. A lot of schools, they would make, the teacher would say you have to write your name down if you go to the bathroom so you know you're not here. Said, but wrote it in cursive, and the teacher chased her down the hall and spanked her to say we hadn't learned cursive yet.
Oh, my gosh.
How dare you show that you're slightly ahead of the curve.
Yeah. Hashtag scarred for life.
Yeah. I would be, too.
No kidding. That's awful.
I want to hunt that teacher down. Yeah, let's dumb all the smart kids down. Yeah. Let's don't let anybody achieve.
Tanya says, I got paddled in kindergarten because I didn't eat my lunch fast enough.
Well, that's not going to give you issues for life, is it?
Oh, my God.
What?
These are some horrifying things.
These are awful.
These were in a gentler time where we didn't care about the health or well-being of children. Ashley is in Nashville. So what'd you get in trouble for?
So I'm a little bit older. So around, I've been like fifth grade or so, I had taken my time cutting and pasting lovingly all of the Tiger Beat Teen Bop Boys. You know, you got Hanson.
The magazines.
JTT. And I had cut and paste them on my favorite folder.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I brought my binder, my Tiger Beat Boy binder to school.
Yeah,
so
you did.
Proud. And my teacher took it away from me.
Oh, my.
Oh, she's a thief of joy.
Did she ever give it back to you?
No, I never got to see my boy folder again.
Oh, my God.
Usually they would just hold it onto it and put it in a desk until the end of the semester, but no, maybe she liked it too much.
A lot of chores worth of magazines, okay?
Oh,
wow.
Who in the magazine did you pretend to be married to the most?
That would be Zach Hansen.
Ah, okay. Bop, baby. Hey, thanks. We appreciate it.
maybe it'll show up on eBay somewhere, Ashley. Thanks.
That's right. We got Jackie in Goodlettsville. So what'd you get in trouble for in school? That's kind of, you're going, I got in trouble for that?
Yeah, so I had the teacher in middle school. She absolutely did not like me. I got in trouble for a lot of things, but the thing that stuck with me the most is that she'd asked her volunteers to raise their hand to, you know, do things like read. Well, I did not volunteer and raise my hand. I immediately got in trouble for not volunteering and raising my hand. And she would give me the definition of volunteering and how to escalate your hand up.
She would give you the definition and then explain to you how to raise your hand?
Yeah, it was really bad.
And did maybe anybody ever give her the definition of volunteer, which means it's voluntary?
Yeah, doing it of your own free will.
So you're being voluntold.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's funny you mentioned that, because literally I was getting ready to tell her the definition of volunteer, and she actually like raised her fist like she was about to punch me in front of everybody in the class.
Wow.
Wow. There were teachers with tempers.
Yeah,
I have a story that I to this day makes me laugh about one kid in shop class, because a teacher just blew his stack and could not like step out of the moment, and he just lost it. He was yelling at this kid. His name was Jeff, and
Jeff.
He said, "Jeff, I don't want to hear another word out of you." And Jeff said, "Okay." I said, "No more talking." All right. I said stop it! Until his like head exploded it was amazing.
Wow.
And he just kept doing it, and the kid just like played it cool, and the teacher lost his mind. And I believe he's in a rocking chair in front of Cracker Barrel now and has been there ever since.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, 107.5 The River, talking about weird things you got in trouble for in school. It's become like a one-upmanship. Oh, yeah, well, this happened to me.
I know. And, you know, God bless the teachers out there. I can't say this enough. On this day when, like, a lot of kids are going back to school for the first time in a year and their teachers have been working overtime, this is not to bash teachers. But in the past, every one of us has a teacher that probably should not have been a teacher.
Right. Maybe they should have chosen a different profession.
Right. Like the military.
Like being a prison guard. Vaughn is in Smyrna, so what'd you get in trouble for?
So I had a geography teacher that I didn't understand the concept of paradise. I wasn't sure if it was a real place or if it was more of a concept.
Okay.
When I asked her, she looked at me with just this total look of contempt, and she kept dodging my answer. And then she helped me after class and accused me of cheating and going through her lesson plan and said there was no possible way I could know what paradise was or even know to ask about it because she wasn't going to talk about it until the following week. So I must have gone through her lesson plan.
For asking what paradise
because
was.
You had a so you legit looked at, question.
It's like you looked ahead in the textbook.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you really do
did
it?
Did you really do
did
it?
Did you really do
did
it? You can tell us now.
No,
did you,
yeah. I mean, it's paradise.
Statute of limitations, you can tell us. Thanks, Vaughn.
We believe you. No, we truly believe you.
Daryl's in Nashville. Daryl's a name that sounds like you're going to get in.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Trouble. Oh, what'd you get in trouble from, Daryl?
Yeah, they yelled your name a lot, didn't they?
Daryl!
Yes, they did. From the Newhart show. I got that all through school.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
Your other brother,
so
Daryl.
What'd you get in trouble for?
Sixth grade. I don't know if you guys remember how the desks were back then. They were the chair and the desk was all one piece.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
One unit.
Yeah,
and they had the wooden thing on the top that opened up where you could put your books and pencils and everything in.
Sure.
And I used to chew gum a lot in school.
Yeah.
And
no, it's bad.
The teacher actually caught me chewing gum, and he got so mad that he walked over to my desk and dumped my desk over on the floor with me in it.
Oh.
Wow.
Talk about issues.
Wow.
Over gum.
Yeah.
Over gum.
Daryl, I feel like you had to do a lot of things to really put and this was just like the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, this was a long time coming.
Come clean, Daryl. Was there a bunch of incidents that led up to this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you taking the fifth?
Your pause says yes. All right.
But that is intense. There's nothing that should be led up to. You got your desk flipped while you're still in it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I think all the desks at schools now are equipped with airbags. So, safety first.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for gender roles.
Ready for their inquisition for the ladies in the audience. We have Cassie in Bowling Green. Hey, Cassie.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good luck to you. And for the guys, we have Andy in Unionville. Hey there, Andy.
What's going on?
All right.
Hello.
Let's warm up. We have a get acquainted question for both of you.
Yeah, let's start to Andy, guys, for a change. What is your mini superpower that you seem to have?
People tell me it's arguing.
Oh. Does your wife tell you that?
I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing. that's what I'm told.
All right.
Cassie, what about you? What is your little mini superpower that you wield?
I'm torn between a dog whisperer and I drink beer good.
You drink beer good.
So, what is that?
Even if I don't speak good English, but yeah.
You drink beer good, meaning most of it gets in your mouth? Is that what you're saying?
And a dog whisperer. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, these are very interesting superpowers. Let's see how much they help you out when you play the game. You each have a screw you can use in the contest. If you don't know the answer to a question, but you don't think the other person knows either, you can use the screw and make the question go to them.
Here we go, Cassie. Multiple choice. Baseball, basketball, or hockey, which pro sport plays the most games during their yearly season?
Baseball.
That is correct.
They play 162 games.
Oh,
they
God.
Must be exhausted.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 1-0, Cassie.
All right, Andy, is 90 Day Fiancé seen on VH1, TLC, or Bravo?
TLC.
Yes,
sir. Is right. There you go.
All right, you guys are doing great. It's 1-1.
Cassie, Ben Affleck Christian Bale and Michael Keaton have all played what superhero in the movies?
Batman.
All right.
Okay, so far things are perfect. Can Andy keep the perfection going?
Don't mess this up, Andy.
What
color roses would you give if you want to show that you're just friends?
Yellow?
Yes!
Wow.
Well done, Andy.
That's
good
amazing.
Job. That was tough.
Okay, it is 2-2, and this is the final set of questions that may determine it all.
Yeah, both have your screws left. The key to loosen and tighten a drill bit is known by what man's name, Cassie?
Screw.
Okay, Andy. The key to loosen and tighten a drill bit is known by what man's name?
A chuck.
Chuck.
Yes,
it is
right.
A chucky. And Andy, you are the winner.
Yeah,
good battle, you guys. You won this argument.
I know. Yeah, we didn't have to fight with you at the end, Andy.
Yeah.
That was good. Cassie, we're so glad you drink beer good.
I just want to know, is she good with a beer bong?
Beer bong?
Oh. Cassie, how are you with a beer bong?
Years ago, I could handle it.
Okay. In her day.
It looks good on a resume.
She had that down.
Yeah, all right.
That's excellent. Thanks to both of you.
It's going to be nice today. Going to be in the upper 60s. Maybe a day for a nice drive.
Yeah.
But then, of course, your check engine light comes on. And then what do you do? Because it's like one of those things like when you are trying to get into a website and it comes up, username or password is incorrect.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Right. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
You don't have any idea what it is.
Right. So you don't know what it is. So how long do you drive with your check engine light on without actually checking the engine?
Okay. The question for me would be, is anything else going on?
Yeah.
Is the light the only thing that's happening? Because if it's a light and a noise, then I go somewhere fast.
Right.
If it's just the light and the car's driving fine, then I'm more inclined to wait a little while.
Yeah, take care of it when I get a chance. Anything, you know?
That was me with my old car. I mm-hmm. would like restart everything in my car right before going to get my emissions tested just so that I would pass emissions because they'll fail you if you check engine light.
If you check engine light, they'll make you go through the line again.
And it must have been tough because I think the day you bought that car, the check engine light came on and it was right from the factory.
Well, most of your modern cars will give you more of a clue of what it is, like tire pressure, it's oil, it's something like that. But just check engine is just generic, like,
Yeah.
Woody, how long for you would you usually let the light go?
I would actually be on it pretty quick. I was always kind of a worrier behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, my son had a Ford Taurus, and the check engine light was on, like, all the time.
Yeah.
And he said, like, oh, you know, son, your check engine light's on. Yeah, it does that all the time. And I said, oh, you can just let me out right here.
Leave me on the corner, please.
Or at least put some electrical tape over.
There was a Big Bang Theory episode where Sheldon got in the car and the check engine light was on, and he just was freaking out. But so how long do people keep driving with the check engine light on?
I guess according to a study, an average of 9 days.
That's
a long time.
Yeah.
Over a week of your light your car could explode at any moment.
You know, maybe if the light came on that said that.
Your car may explode.
You could explode in the next 10 minutes. You might want to do something.
Yeah.
Have you ever done this where it says check engine light, you know, and you see the light and then you open up the hood and you pretend what you're looking at.
You have no idea, yeah.
And then you put it back down and go, I checked it.
I checked it. If the engine's making weird noises, turn the radio up.
Yep.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
Zach, you have something making us happy this morning.
Yeah, so every year we typically do a concert called Live Life Love where all of the proceeds go to Write Love on Her Arms, which is a charity that we love a lot here in Middle Tennessee especially.
It's about mental health and suicide prevention, yeah.
Exactly. So there's now a local girl that's making a nail polish and all of the proceeds are going to go to benefit to Write Love on Her Arms.
Cool.
So the polish is called I Know Jenny, and it's going to be available starting on March 2nd. And it's very pretty. It's like a silver, like, mermaidish, oh, like metallic kind of nail polish.
Yeah.
It's very pretty. And so they're $14 a bottle, but every single like penny of the proceeds is going to write love on her arms.
That's excellent.
Yeah, to help with suicide prevention, especially because of like during COVID and people working from
there's
home.
There's a lot
like,
of depression and mental issues. There's a lot of depression.
It's been a terrible year.
Yeah, it really
and that
has.
Is something that really needs to be addressed always, but especially lately.
We are super mental health advocates over here. So if you want to like help out to write love on her arms and buy the nail polish, follow us on Twitter. It's at 107.5 The River. I posted a, like a photo of it there with a link to where you can buy the nail polish. It starts selling on March 2nd.
Yeah. Very cool. Hopefully next year, or actually later this year, we can do our concert again.
Yeah.
Right, to help benefit them. And if you're going, why the heck did they name their organization to write love in her arms? It's actually an amazing story.
Yeah.
Go to their website, just Google it and read the story, and you'll go, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
They have a lot of really cool merch on their site, too. You can check that out. That's what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River.
Yesterday, Tiger Woods was involved in a really scary car crash. Yeah. Apparently, he was driving by himself in California through like a super hilly area, and his SUV went off the road and down the hill and like through a bunch of trees. Thank goodness he's okay. Apparently, he's awake, responsive, and recovering following a surgery that he had.
But they're wondering if he'll ever like play golf again. Because, he had some serious injuries.
He has recovered from some very serious injuries in the past with his back, but this is way more serious.
Yeah, this involves like his right leg and ankle and everything over there. And the really weird part is that the sheriff is saying that there was like no skid marks on the road.
Like he didn't try to stop.
Yeah, he just went straight off the road and down the hill and into all of these trees.
Might have just lost control or... Yeah.
They said he was not impaired, so that's good. But apparently he was driving a little bit faster than the speed limit.
Yeah.
So just thank God he's okay because that's super scary.
If he hadn't been wearing a seatbelt, he would be dead.
Yeah, they had to use the jaws of life
to get him out of the car. Yeah.
Yeah. But in brighter news, Mandy Moore, the star of This Is Us, that was on last night, she welcomed her first child. The baby's name is August Harrison Goldsmith, which is very sweet. It's a baby boy.
Yeah, she posted a picture saying, "This is Gus."
Yeah.
This is Gus.
Gus. Caption was literally, really "Gus is here."
I love this.
It's very sweet. So if you want to see the photo of Mandy Moore's new baby, Gus, you can like The River on Facebook and check it out right there.
I just realized wearing shorts today because it's going to be warm. How incredibly white my legs are.
I walked in and Woody was wearing these shorts. I was like, hello, summer.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You could show movies on my butt. For so many reasons. Chrissy Teigen, who is pretty much the queen of Twitter.
Yeah.
She was begging Joe Biden because President Trump blocked her on Twitter.
Right.
Yeah.
So then when Biden became president, Chrissy Teigen begged him to follow her. And he did.
Which is my favorite thing because he only follows like 13 people and all of them are like head political advisors and then Chrissy Teigen.
Right.
And now she is begging him to unfollow her.
What?
Because she claims, "I can't be myself if you're watching."
She feels she has to be on her best behavior.
She has to be on first date behavior
all the time. Because
the president
is watching what she says.
And that's just not her. So
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I am one of the few people in America who thinks maybe every single thought moment that Chrissy Teigen, you know, encounters in her life doesn't have to be public.
She does tend to overshare.
Yeah. Like, is there anything that occurs to you that you don't tweet about?
Okay,
yeah.
But when she overshares, I feel like she's saying everything that everybody is scared to say. Like, she's saying what's on your mind.
She's speaking for people who overshare. That's what she's doing.
Yeah.
So I think the president should keep following her to keep her just like, you know, to in check.
To limit her to start retweeting.
Limit her to like maybe 800 tweets a day.
Yeah.
Instead of 5,000.
And the thing is, if he only follows like 13 people, then her tweets come up all the time.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it
could you imagine Daddy Joe like watching every single thing that you tweet?
Why do you call him Daddy Joe? Granddaddy Joe, maybe.
Yeah, or people were calling him Uncle Joe.
You
can call him whatever. Add Joe to whatever.
He's
and that's
like
him,
the old family member. Yeah. But, I, if I were him, I'd You don't unblock her. You just mute her.
That's true.
Mute is the best button that Twitter ever came up with.
I've done that
with
to so many people, and they have no idea.
Right.
It's so great.
You think I'm following what you're doing, but you know what? No. I just didn't really want to have the confrontation with you.
Exactly.
If you're posting pictures of your children and you've airbrushed them, no, I'm not gonna follow
you.
Yeah,
sorry. No, it's not going to happen.
The River, you know Zach loves space, so I have a space story.
Zach is terrified of space. Yeah. If you're just joining us and don't know what Zach's fears are, we will list them for you alphabetically.
That's my number one fear.
First, let's jump to space.
Yeah, birds, then space. Okay. Mm-hmm. Things that are in the air.
Yeah.
The youngest person ever is going to go on a SpaceX flight. It's being paid for by a billionaire. She's 29 years old. Her name is Haley Arsenault. And she is a doctor at St. Jude's in Memphis.
Okay.
And that's where she was treated as a young child for cancer.
So she is a surviving cancer patient who became a doctor at the same place that cured her.
We've seen that happen at the Children's Hospital of Vanderbilt.
Yes.
People go through treatment and then they love it so much they want to give back and they
dedicate
start working
lives
at the hospital. Yeah.
It's amazing.
That was 20 years ago. Now she's 29 and she's going to be going into space.
But why?
There's a billion reasons why, but this SpaceX rocket is being, paid for by this billionaire.
Right.
And he's going, and he has invited a bunch of other people to go. And one of the, spots on the flight, he said he wanted to have somebody from St. Jude's that had, gone through surgery and treatments and stuff like that there.
But are they just going to go up
spot
and come back down?
Yeah, just going to take a couple laps around the block and then come back.
Take a whirl around.
Circle the earth for a little while.
Yeah, let's take another lap.
Oh, this makes me sad for her.
No, it's
they're not making her go.
It's history making. It's exciting.
No, she already survived cancer. Why would you put her into space and see if she can survive that? This is scary. I hate this.
You are frightened for no reason whatsoever.
I hate space.
Zach, and have you ever gone skydiving?
No.
You look like the type who would have.
Yeah. I have not.
Yeah, you look like a total adrenaline junkie, don't you?
Sure, that's me.
Because that's like, halfway up to space, and then you jump out with a parachute.
I get like...
She's
only 29.
She's going to be the youngest person alive going to space ever. She's making history.
It's historic.
She's making a dumb decision.
It's an amazing, courageous thing.
No, it's not.
It's like having Google Earth without a computer. You just look out the window.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can see my house from here.
I hate looking at Earth from space view photos. It makes me sick to my stomach. Because it's just like an endless abyss of you don't know what's out there. You don't know when it ends.
It's infinite. It doesn't end.
Well, you don't know that because we haven't been. Maybe we just haven't been to the end of it yet.
That's what. Yeah, that's why.
Where's the wall?
Yeah, we want to find the edge.
Maybe we just haven't been to the end of it yet.
That's it.
And what's on the other side?
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I have goosebumps down my spine. I hate this.
Trending. Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River.
This is kind of some cool nerd news, you might call it. Tom Holland, who is, of course, Spider-Man in the Marvel movies.
The most recent Spider-Man.
Yeah, he auditioned for the part of Finn in the Star Wars last three movies.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I guess he auditioned, said he blew it because he had to do a scene with a woman pretending to be BB-8. The droid, and he would say his line, and she'd just go beep, boop, 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 and he'd laugh and laugh and laugh, and so he couldn't stop laughing, so he didn't get the part.
That would make it very awkward.
But yeah, he's the best Spider-Man, I think, though,
yeah.
So that was good. Zach.
So this is all over Twitter this morning. There's a 15-year-old boy. His name is Jake. And today is his birthday, his 15th birthday, and his mom actually posted a photo of him on Twitter that said, "Hey, my boy is 15. He suffers from anxiety, depression, and OCD. He's already nervous. No one will remember his birthday.
Aww.
Please say hi if you scroll by." And it's like the number 3 trending thing on Twitter right now.
Yeah.
So if you see it all over Twitter, please like wish Jake a happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday, Jake, from everybody.
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
I have 2 out of 3 of those.
Yeah.
Like, I can relate, Jake.
Same, yeah. So if you see it, wish him a happy birthday.
Very
Jim,
cool.
What do you have?
There was a very disgusting sighting of something that crawled up out of the depths of hell on Earth.
That's so dramatic.
There is a shark that was caught by a fisherman in India, and it is a baby shark.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have. No, you don't. I mean, like, you don't hear that annoying kid song when you hear this. See this shark. It has a human face.
Like in its mouth, like, or as its
no,
face?
No, well, as its face.
As its face, it has like a almost like a separate head. You know how sharks are just kind of like one body?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, and it also kind of looks like a Pillsbury Doughboy from hell. Zach, take a look at this.
Oh
shark.
My God, no! That looks fake.
Let me see.
No, it's real. It's in newspapers all over the
it
world.
It looks like a terrifying Halloween costume.
It looks like if the shark was at a Klan rally.
It is white in color. I don't know if it looks like just because you're seeing the bottom, but
yipes!
Yeah. That's terrifying.
It is terrifying. And if you'd like to see the baby shark with a human face that is terrifying, that could be racist.
Could be.
I don't know. We'll tweet out a link to it from 107.5 The River. And you can see it for yourself, and show and horrify your friends wherever where you're going today.
Well, yeah. That's just creepy stuff. You worry about space, Zach. You should worry about the ocean.
I should be terrified.
There's
of
stuff
this
in there.
Human face shark.
And nobody needs to
that's
see
space, but with water
and creatures.
Yes.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, "What's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?"
Lucky in line at the deli, I guess.
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.